The New LifeSpring Family Bible, number 5. Welcome back. My name is Steve Webb. On this episode, we're going to be reading Genesis chapter 9 and Matthew chapter 6. If you've been listening from the first episode this year, you know that I'm translating this version of the Bible myself. As you might imagine, this is a very time-consuming task, so please forgive me if I miss a day here and there. Believe me when I say that it's not because I'm slacking off. I've got many responsibilities, and I'm doing my best to juggle them all. But if you please stick with me, we will complete this journey together. Speaking of which, have you been to the website yet? You can read along with me, and also I would love to have you sign up on the email list. Join the LifeSpring family. I'll never spam you, and I won't sell or rent your name or address. I'll only rarely send an email to you, and only then when I have something important to share with you. Please sign up at audiobible.lifespringmedia.com. You'll see the sign-up form on the right-hand side column there. Well, are you ready? Let's begin. Genesis chapter 6. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said to them, "Reproduce abundantly, and be fruitful, and increase in number on the earth. All the animals of the earth, all the birds of the air, all that move on the earth, and all the fish in the sea will fear you. I have placed them in your hand. Every living thing that moves will be your food. As I gave you green plants, now I give you everything. However, you are not to eat flesh with life, that is, blood, still in it. I will surely demand your blood for your lives. If a wild animal or another man, even his brother, kills a man, I will demand it, even the life of man. Whoever sheds a man's blood, his blood shall be shed by man, because God made man in his image. And you are to be fruitful and increase in number. Reproduce abundantly on the earth and increase on it." Then God spoke to Noah and his sons with him. "I now establish my covenant with you, with your descendants, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, and every animal of the earth with you, all that come out of the ark, to every animal of the earth. I now establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be killed by a flood, nor will a flood destroy the earth." And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant which I now make between me and you and every living animal that is with you for all generations. I set my bow in the cloud as a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring a cloud over the earth, the bow will be seen in the cloud. And I will remember the covenant I make between me and you and every living animal of every species, and the waters of a flood will never again be used to destroy all flesh. The bow will be in the cloud. When I see it, I will be reminded of the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature that is on the earth." And God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." And the sons of Noah that came out of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and Ham was the father of Canaan. These three are Noah's sons, and the entire earth's population are their descendants. And Noah began to be a farmer, and he planted a vineyard. One day he drank some of the wine he had made, and became drunk, and was naked in his tent. And Ham, Canaan's father, saw his father's nakedness, and told his two brethren outside. Then Shem and Japheth took a garment, and spread it over both of their shoulders, and backed into the tent where they covered their father. They were turned away from him, and did not see him naked. When Noah awoke from his wine, he knew what his younger son had done to him, and he said, "Cursed be Canaan, he will be a servant to servants to his brothers." And he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan will be his servant. God shall expand Japheth's territory, and he will live in Shem's tents, and Canaan will be his servant." And after the flood, Noah lived 350 years. And Noah lived 950 years, and then he died. Matthew chapter 6. Be careful not to do your good deeds in public, hoping to be noticed by people. If you do, your Father in heaven will not reward you. So, when you give to the poor, do not draw attention with the sound of trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, in order to gain the admiration of men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Give privately, and your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites. They love to be seen praying in the synagogues and on the street corners. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and close the door. Pray in private, and your Father, who sees everything in private, will reward you. When you pray, do not mindlessly repeat yourself over and over as the Gentiles do, thinking that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need even before you ask Him. Pray like this: Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come, and may your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need, and forgive us our sins as we also forgive those who sin against us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive others when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive them, your Father will not forgive your sins. And when you fast, do not look downcast like the hypocrites do. They change their faces so others notice their fasting. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that your fasting is not obvious except by your Father, who is unseen. Your Father, who sees what happens privately, will reward you. Do not store treasures for yourselves on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. Instead, store treasures for yourselves in heaven, where neither moth nor rust can destroy, and where thieves cannot break in nor steal. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. Therefore, if your eye is good, your entire body will be full of light. But if your eye is evil, your entire body will be full of darkness. If, therefore, the light that is in you is actually dark, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters. He will hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. So I say to you, do not worry about the details of your life, such as what you will eat or what you will drink, or for your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They neither plant, nor reap, nor store their food in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they are? Who among you can add to the length of his life by worrying about it? And why worry about clothes? Think of the lilies of the field and how they grow. They neither work nor make their clothing. But I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory was clothed as beautifully as these. So if God clothes the grass of the field like this, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you who have such little faith? So do not worry, saying, "What will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear?" The Gentiles seek after these things, but your heavenly Father knows you need them. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Today's trouble is enough for today. So, Noah and his family are off the ark, and they are told to replenish the earth. And Jesus is in the middle of his Sermon on the Mount. I love that he's told us that God knows what we need and that we don't have to worry about it. Sometimes that's easier said than done, isn't it? Especially when times are tough. But that's where faith comes in. How's your faith doing these days? Hey, come on by the website at audiobible.lifespringmedia.com and leave a comment. And don't forget to join the LifeSpring family email list. Until next time, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. The LifeSpring Audio Bible is copyright 2011 by Steve Webb. No copying or rebroadcasting is allowed without the express written permission of Steve Webb.